sports psychologist, Dr. Eddie O'Connor. Welcome back to the Sports Project Radio Show.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Good to be here.
Well, I follow you on social media. I joined your lecture group or your sports psychology group, and I noticed that there was a symbolic folding of the table that really finalized the close of your beloved Buffalo Bills NFL football team run. What a great time, and what a sad, God, it ends so fast and abruptly. It really hurts.
You know, it really does. And to quickly pivot that to some of the things you've been talking about earlier, like the advice that I give to sports psychologists, I want everybody to know that it's absolute science and it works, but like even I am still practicing it. And so I had gotten all caught up that I was the most confident game that the Bills were playing was like we were going to the Super Bowl, and I was so convinced of it, and my mindset was about it. I was optimistic. Everybody thinks that's that great, and then of course you know the Chiefs beat us, and I have to take down my table. I can't jump through it, and I'm really devastated. And I think you know, in talking about COVID and all the things that are going on, and you know, when we start to look into the future and feel like we know what's going to happen. And we don't remain open to both possibilities or to, you know, what we call psychological flexibility and being able to adapt and taking things as they are, but knowing that they will change. When we get too attached to either a positive or a negative future, that's when we struggle the most. And I was guilty of it this past weekend.
Yeah, but it's so much fun. A fan is a short term for the word fanatic, and I think that's where we all get in trouble with the calls on the field, the referees, everybody's, it's us against them, but God, is it fun. If you put it into perspective, it's really fun, and the best advice I ever got is really being an intense sports fan is, going into the game, Steve, it's a 50-50 proposition. Always know that. Somebody's going to win. Maybe except in hockey, somebody's going to lose, right? And so when you put it into perspective, because you're not going to lose. You know, when you're a fanatic, we're going to the Super Bowl. We're not, there's no way we can lose. And you crash and you lose. So it's fun. I mean, God, that's the, and if you're a really good fan or fanatic, it should hurt. That's well, pain is good.
You're exactly right. And by no means am I saying that I'm going to like back down, you know, I just put the table away. I'm getting it set up for next year. And the important point about that is too, Ben, is like, then are you willing to suffer in service of your team? And I certainly am. It's like, I'm willing to go through those highs and lows. And that's part of the enjoyment of it. It's like, you know, I'm certainly not talking about us becoming unemotional about either fan sports or the sports that we participate in. And it is a little bit different as a fan, you know, versus an athlete. But your point is well taken. You know, there is some emotion that goes into it. And the willingness, I mean, you're laughing and enjoying the pain. Not that you enjoy it, but it's really part of that experience that enriches and shows the love and the commitment that you have. So there really is sometimes a positive side to the pain that we're feeling, too. And if you can recognize that, that's one other thing that buffers the depression and the anxiety that you can feel. Like, I was depressed. I wasn't, like, clinically depressed.
Yeah, you're bummed out. I mean, you're just bummed out, and it hurts because you care, and it's fun because you care. In your latest sessions the monthly sessions, people can sign up and be part of Dr. Eddie O'Connor's group and get, you know, weekly tidbits to keep your act together, to keep your mind straight. You talked about people struggling with perfection and the obstacle of perfection. In this day and age, because we have so much access to information, to the point of information overload, do people expect to be more perfect than ever before because of access to all this information and it's causing them problems?
Yeah, I don't know where to necessarily say the reason for it. I think there's always been perfectionists, so I can't really speak to if it's better or worse. However, what I can say is that I start to see perfection happen like early on, from the point where there's an attitude of learning that's accepted when we're really young. We take, you know, our kids scribble drawings and we tell them that they're wonderful and we put them on the refrigerator. And then, you know, when they're learning to walk or learn to ride a bike, we have all this wonderful patience and we have this expectation that they're going to fall and we tell them how it's okay to make all these mistakes. And somewhere in elementary school, you know, the red marks on the paper and the coaching that they're not doing good enough and that they have to do this right and the pressure to win starts to change it, where mistakes become no longer learning tools, but they become bad things and they're punished. And that's what I think is the greatest contributor. Like when children are involved in that type of an environment, and then that just worsens and continues because we celebrate so much success and the consequences of mistakes get more punished. And that's, I think, really the big thing. And so, yeah, sure, if you've got more information and if you've got more training and there's more reasons and we've invested more money and there's more pressure, then that can really reinforce even more so the need or the desire to be perfect because we want to be high achievers.
So, folks, go to www.drEddieOConnor.com/membership, and you can join. It's about putting all of this into perspective. I think parents need that kind of coaching. Kids definitely need that kind of mentorship and coaching. With this, this morning we led the show with a big opening on Let Them Play Michigan, the big rally down in Lansing today, trying to push our government leaders, either from the health department or from the governor's office, to open up winter sports here in Michigan. Ohio's playing, Indiana's playing, Wisconsin's playing, Illinois is set to launch playing, 38 states are playing, and we're not. What's your advice to these players on the basketball level, hockey level, wrestling level? They've had a little bit of stop and start. What kind of advice do you get them to, not go into a depression spiral?
Yeah, really, honestly, this is an opportunity for them, if they've been with me for a while, to really practice the things that we have always trained and talked about. As much as this is a bigger adversity and a global one, it is still adversity. So the mental mindset that athletes need in order to live their best life or to perform their best on the court or the field continues to be to put your attention on what you can control, which is five things: your training, your recovery, your mindset, your nutrition, and your sleep. And when you invest most of your time and effort into that, not going into the future, not fighting and being resistant to what is, because when we start, our misery increases the more we don't accept what is. Now, that doesn't mean we'd be passive, but you put yourself into a position where you're investing in your training, your recovery, your mindset, your nutrition, and your sleep. And that way, no matter what happens, if the season starts tomorrow, you're ready. If the season starts in a month, you're ready. And you continue to invest in your training, not because there's some date that you have to do it from some external, but rather because you're an athlete and that's what athletes do. And when you can get those two components, that control and that identification of acting out of your values and your mindset, then you're really the most resilient.
So control what you can control and don't let your brain get wrapped around the frustrations of the governor's office or the Michigan Department of Health or the media. I think everybody's got way too much information coming at them. A positive is we're smarter on a lot of stuff, the pros and the cons of ever before, but just be ready and make that be your moving, your driving force.
Yeah, and here's really an opportunity to, again, develop self-control. Like, we're in such adversity for so long, and I heard you say before, and you're right, like, we're tired of it, we're exhausted. And that means that this is an opportunity for us to grow and to strengthen. And I'm really not trying to put a positive spin on this. I'm saying that the reality of it is that if we're going to become stronger human beings, athletes, people, adults, parents, kids, it's during the hard times and how we respond to them that prompts us to grow. So, go 2 years from now, when you look back, this is a great exercise I do with my clients. Go 2 years ahead and look back. What's the story that you want to tell about how you handled this? Do you want to be telling people that, oh, yeah, during COVID, I got really out of shape? Or, yeah, you know what? I
complained a lot.
Yeah. Wow, I had a really stressful year. I was all upset. Or, oh, wow, my drinking really went well. Or, oh, you know what? I couldn't get motivated. Then when the season started, I had a bad season because I wasn't ready.
And I blame it on COVID. Blame it on, then we start doing the blame game thing, right? I mean, it just spirals the other way, the negative thinking. Yeah.
And it's easy to do that. And here's the other thing. Same thing about how much media you consume. I've had a number of people in the last couple of weeks in particular, now that you know, the presidential race is over and these other things. They're like, my gosh, they're like, I really have to stop digesting this news. And that's a personal decision. So I want to say it with empathy, because I understand that, you know, we get something out of knowing and our curiosity and feeding that anxiety. But if you're doing something and you're feeling like you should stop or want to stop, recognize what you're getting out of it. But then don't expect yourself to stop, but see if you can just stop a little bit and be willing to feel some of that pain of weaning yourself off of the things that are hurting you so that you can be the person you want to be. But be gentle as you do it. It's not a strict rule. Like, we'll just cut it out. It's hurting you. I know it's not that easy.
Dr. Eddie O'Connor, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Where can people get a hold of you and join our membership group?
Yeah, it's an exciting time. So if you go to DrEddieO'Connor.com, I've got a free video on what to do when positive thinking doesn't work. That'll get you into my general newsletter. You can sign up for that weekly. And then from that website, there's also the /membership. And we're opening up the doors in a couple of weeks at the end of February. I've got a new platform with Searchy, where you just type in a word like confidence, and it'll cue all the videos where I talk about confidence to the point that I talk about it. So I am super pumped about how I'm going to be able to serve my high-performing community with this membership.
All right, check Dr. Eddie out on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and get your head in the right place, folks. None of this is easy. Adversity's good. It's how we solve problems that makes things great and things you can look back on and be proud of. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Sports Project Radio Show.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Take care, guys.